Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has directed the state's National Guard to help with federal immigration enforcement efforts. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the announcement Tuesday follows similar deployments in other Republican-led states.
In the announcement, Reynolds says 20 Iowa National Guard troops will help Iowa-based immigration enforcement officers with administrative and logistical support. Reynolds has said Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem approached governors directly, asking for their help in carrying out the president's mass deportation agenda. The agreement was finalized by the Department of Defense. It will go into effect September 8th and last until November 15th. The immigrants' rights group Escucha Mi Voz condemned the deployment before the announcement, saying it represents an unprecedented escalation in anti-immigrant policy. Reynolds also authorized the Iowa National Guard to help with border security in 2023 and 2024. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law on Tuesday creating stricter hiring requirements for law enforcement. It's a response to the death of Springfield resident Sonia Massey. Massey was shot and killed in her home by now former Sangamon County Sheriff Deputy Sean Grayson last summer. The legislation requires police and sheriff's departments to conduct more thorough background checks for potential hires. This includes reviewing a candidate's criminal record and any investigations by previous employers. Grayson is awaiting trial for first-degree murder. The trial begins in October. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is defending the state's convoluted congressional districts. Some are accusing the state of gerrymandering as Texas officials consider a new map to create more Republican-leaning states. Stratton says that's an unfair comparison since the two maps were drawn for different reasons.
The maps are drawn as a result of the U.S. Census every 10 years. And here we are in Texas because of a phone call from the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Texas Republicans in the middle of this 10-year period want to now redraw maps.
The Lieutenant Governor made her comments on the 21st show during a conversation about her campaign for Illinois' open U.S. Senate seat. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency declined to comment yesterday on a decision to remove five Iowa rivers, including the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers, from the impaired waters list. The EPA told state officials in July that it reversed the Biden-era decision to target those rivers for pollution control. That happened while Central Iowa Water Works was struggling to keep drinking water below the federal limit for nitrates and banned lawn watering. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin was in Iowa yesterday with U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. IPR asked Zeldin why the EPA took the rivers off of the impaired waters list.
I've heard a lot of excitement today as I've gone through my travels as far as being able to comment further on any announcement. That's something that I have not announced yet, and we'll be happy to do in the coming days.
A Food and Water Watch official says Trump's EPA is callously turning its back while Iowa faces a crisis of nitrate contamination in major urban drinking water supplies. The Davenport Community School District is moving ahead with plans for a $29 million renovation at North High School. WVIK's Grayson Jewell reports the school board approved funding for the project on Monday.
North will be getting a new cafeteria, storm shelter, science rooms, and remodeling of other rooms. The funding for the additions is provided through Iowa's SAVE, or Secure and Advanced Vision for Education program. The heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems will also be updated through another planned renovation costing a little over $4 million. Bill Bruce Builders, Inc. won the bid for the work. The renovations are expected to be completed by July 2027. Grayson Jewell, WVIK News.
And this is WVIK News.